So we've got a number of 194,000. Is that below that threshold? 194,000 jobs added last month. That is versus the 500,000 that were estimated. So much worse than estimated here. The change in private payrolls, in particular, 317,000. The unemployment rate, though, ticking down to 4.8%. But is that a function of fewer people out there looking for jobs and in the job market? Average hourly earnings, though, in line with estimates, up 0.6% on a month-over-month basis. That's a little bit better than estimated. On a year-over-year basis, 4.6%. And let's look at that participation rate ticking down 0.2 of a percentage point, 61.6%. So again, to run through these numbers quickly, 194,000 jobs added last month, below the 500,000 that was estimated. The prior month, August, revised upward to a gain of 366,000. Still, can't call that a wash because of the much lower than expected number this month. And then going through some of the other numbers quickly, 4.8% unemployment rate, hourly earnings month over month going up 0.6%, year over year, 4.6%. And that labor force participation rate, which is closely watched by many, going to 61.6%. So overall, a number coming in considerably worse than estimated. The big question, of course, is going to be, is this enough to change anything about the Federal Reserve's calculus? Also, this number still raises a lot of questions, Brian Sozzi. We have started to see the Delta variant abate in some areas of the United States. Why is this number still so stubbornly low? It's really a conundrum at this point.
Yeah, this was a brutal report. And as we just mentioned coming into the report, Julie, the market, I think, wanted to see a much better than expected report. Clearly did not get this here. And you saw the futures tick lower after this report initially, something to watch out. Now they're in the red. You see Dow futures now down 28 points here, really on a very disappointing report. And I'm looking at manufacturing. Manufacturing jobs only increased 26,000. Construction employment only up 22,000. And I think this report, by and large, really reinforces this notion that the labor shortage continues. People are waiting it out to find their perfect job. And that's why you continue to see, I think, disappointing reads on the headline here. But again, market not liking this one, and they are right not to like it.
I want to just mention some of the individual groups here, the subsectors within jobs. Leisure and hospitality jobs up 74,000 during the month of September. Food services and drinking places in particular changing little for the second consecutive month. Professional business services up 60,000 in September. Retail up by 56,000. Transportation and warehousing, which has been a consistently hot sector because of e-commerce, up 47,000. Information up 32,000. I'm just scanning down here to see if we saw any declines here in the various areas. It looks like local government education, local government education. So there you have local education that you were pinpointing going into this number, down by 144,000. State government education down 17,000. Private education, it says little change, but that was a drop of 19,000. Little change in healthcare as well. So definitely some areas of weakness. Healthcare, that's going to be a really, really interesting one to continue to watch, Brian Sozzi, between healthcare workers that had vaccine mandates that perhaps did not get vaccinated, did not end up going back to work, and just continued shortages that were structural even before the pandemic in that industry, Brian.
Yeah, absolutely. Something to continue to watch moving forward. Now, if there is a silver lining to this report, I would like to highlight the upward revisions. July and August saw some pretty solid upward revisions. Overall, 169,000 more jobs were created than previously reported. Silver lining, but still, it's going to be a lot. You know, I think investors are going to take their cue off another straight consecutive whiff on the headline jobs number. And Julie, let's keep in mind what happened when August numbers were reported. That number of badly missed estimates marked a slowdown, and you saw the markets over the next month really trade off their highs. The S&P 500 peaked on September 2nd, and I can't imagine this report will do anything to just help push the S&P 500 back to that 52-week high on September 2nd.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to see quite a revision to this 194 to really make a big difference, I think, in the perception of this number.